The consciousness you bring to your craft is your most powerful currency. Don't be afraid of shifting political tides or new presidential directives. Irrespective of what side of the aisle you sit on, purpose is colorblind. Labor with your vision until you give birth to your mission.
Welcome to the Desk on the Digital Diplomat podcast, where we empower you to impact locally and build globally. I'm your host, W.E. DeCruz, helping you to navigate people, policies, and processes in today's dynamic global marketplace. Whether you're a seasoned business owner, educator, activist, or just starting your career, each episode is designed to help you live at the level of your consciousness and never at the level of your circumstances. Let's dive right into this next episode.
10 years ago, at the age of 24, I was on the road to fulfilling my dreams at Seton Hall University School of Diplomacy and International Relations. After receiving a full tuition scholarship, not once, twice, in the sum of some close to $250,000, I completed a bachelor and dual master's degree in diplomacy and international relations and public administration within a 7-year span. Despite having many academic accolades, I found myself in a position like most people today, unemployed. And after a ton of rejection letters, I decided if they won't hire me, I will hire myself. That was the becoming of the digital diplomat unknowingly. It was the becoming of unemployed to employer mentality. You see, shortly after I co-founded the Virtual Global Consultant Group with my partner, Dr. Naomi Jordan Cook, we built a global IT company that helps entrepreneurs and companies and organizations embrace digitalization to access new revenue value producing opportunities. By combining strategies like mobile and web development, lead generation, and email marketing, we helped a variety of organizations, starting with ministries to nonprofits and more recently, for-profit companies, raise hundreds of thousands of dollars online in donations and sales globally. I've impacted a number of countries since, from Ghana to Malawi, Uganda to Mozambique, South Africa to Ethiopia, and so much more. And then, the Mushroom Angel Company. I never imagined my life unfolding the way it has. I went to diplomacy, as I shared earlier, and like many pursuing international relations, I assumed my path would lead me to a role within a government or an international body like the United Nations. Entrepreneurship was never on my radar as a route to diplomacy, let alone the idea that I would one day be running a food manufacturing company. And yet, here I am, simultaneously building a food enterprise rooted in impact and innovation, now learning that food is truly a bridge for global connection. But what I have learned along this journey, decade-long journey, is that humility always precedes honor. Humility always precedes honor. Creating global impact extends beyond traditional diplomacy. I have learned that it now incorporates technology, entrepreneurship, and new ways of connecting diverse communities. This frontier is waiting to be shaped by you, by your bold ideas and unwavering commitment despite the pain of your process along your journey. As you step into the arena of global affairs and global impact, never forget that the consciousness you bring to your craft is your most powerful currency. Don't be afraid of shifting political tides or new presidential directives. Irrespective of what side of the aisle you sit on, purpose is colorblind. Labor with your vision until you give birth to your mission. Most importantly, master how to navigate people, policies, and processes as your pathway to true purpose, turning every ounce, you hear me, every ounce of humility to your due honor. For me, it helped me to discover my 3-step formula around people, policies, and processes that I call the triangular trade of transactions theory. You see, I've come to realize that all of my life experiences have culminated in the creation of this theory. I had been researching and writing about it for a long time, but it wasn't until a recent trip to Kuwait where I was invited by the U.S. Embassy of Kuwait to participate in a week-long program for Global Entrepreneurship Week with private and public sector stakeholders, that I publicly shared my formula with the marketplace. The overwhelming positive response from people of all backgrounds reinforced the significance of bringing this work to a broader audience, such as you, listening right now to this podcast. It helped me realize the true impact it could make in everyday citizen lives. This theory helps us reimagine how to pursue our personal and professional goals. You see, the triangular trade of transactions theory posits that citizen-level economic growth, and when we talk about economic, I'm talking about wealth, I'm talking about the currency of everything in addition to money, your peace, your joy, your happiness, your health. The citizen-level economic growth is fundamentally driven by one's ability to navigate the interconnected dynamics of people, policies, and processes. I will devote the rest of my life to teaching individuals how to master this approach, helping everyday citizens become global leaders. My forthcoming book on the triangular trade of transactions theory and global leadership is slated to be released in the next year, post my graduation from the University of Michigan's inaugural doctoral business administration program. So I invite you to join me. If you want your story, complete with its struggles, dead ends, and breakthroughs, to resonate with people waiting for your product or service or your gift to this world, join me at the desk. If this resonates with you, I urge you, I implore you to join me at the desk. Many of you have a vision of yourself, but life is taking you on a different journey. Many of you also think about the fact that it's time for a change in your life. You also understand that you deserve more than what you have now. And more importantly, you believe you can impact people beyond your current location. If you said yes to any of the above, then you're at the right place at the right time here at the desk of the Digital Diplomat, where I help you navigate the principles that create the pathways to a purpose-driven life, people, policies, and processes. Listen, you can't speak to someone's shoes you haven't walked. And I reassure you, I have been where you are. And that's why I can advise you on how and where you need to go. Join me at the desk, join my free web classes, and consider applying to the Global Leadership Program. I also encourage you to download the mobile app when it's ready. Visit thedigitaldiplomat.com's website to sign up to get all the updates concerning this app. It is going to be a game changer for you. It is going to be the Digital Diplomat right at your fingertips, and I can't wait to be of service. I hope my reflection on my own journey is a source of activation for you today to take that leap of faith and to truly walk in your purpose, your God-given purpose. I often say to run your race, and God gives you grace for your pace. But many of us run a race that we've already completed. And it's time to run a new race, a different race, a harder race, a next level race. There's only so many medals you can win running the same race. If you've been running JV, it's time for you to elevate to varsity, and I welcome you through the triangular trade of transactions theory to truly navigate life powerfully, going from ordinary to extraordinary and perhaps stuck to unstuck. Join me here at the desk. I can't wait to see you inside one of these courses.
Hey, it's W.E. DeCruz. Don't forget to visit us at thedigitaldiplomat.com for more ways to connect and to apply for our Global Leadership Program or Global Advisory. If this episode blessed you, be a blessing to others, share it, and leave us a positive review. Until next time, let's impact locally and build globally. God bless.